Hello, this is The Way of Fairness. My name is Stephen Childs. I'm going to talk about some strange magic to start off with. There are dryer sheets that are showing up in our apartment more than what we brought in there. I'm pretty sure. It's kind of like, is this even anybody's sock? Where did this extra sock come from? Nobody here has a sock like that. Those aren't even the same kind of dryer sheets that anyone in our place has. Now, we might start analyzing to prove this phenomena. But the problem is, this power of this strange magic can alter the evidence. So how are you going to prove it when it changes your evidence? I don't know. So I want to digress and talk about something else for a minute. And then we'll go back to the strange magic. The post I saw this morning on Right Wing Watch, it's a YouTube channel that I've checked out every new video that they've posted for a long time now. They deal with fanaticism. They expose the fanaticism of the Christian religion. There is a man on there claiming that all nations will be ruled by Christ, in so many words. It's the one knee thing, that all will bow to the one knee. And when we had the issue in the NFL with the one knee, and we had the issue with the police and the death of somebody with one knee, I thought about this one knee fanaticism in those instances. And is there a connection? I don't know. It's just strange magic of the one knee. So they used to say, a guy I worked with, he said, we have three knees, your right knee and your left knee and your wee knee. So maybe it's just, they're just a bunch of pricks. I don't know. I don't know. Probably that's enough for the humor. Actually, I'm quite angry. I could call them other various body parts. So there's probably a better way. It's like violence. There's a better way than getting a baseball bat and beating them to death with it. There's a better way than that. What I have to do to even begin to get any relief from these people that want to take over with a factional, it's a fragmentation of the whole. Their religion is a limited set of beliefs that tells them that they're going to rule the world because their God has all power. That's why I'm angry, because of the damage it does to all of us. So that's why we have this strange magic that I could be angry about as well. Like, who put this dryer sheet in my room on my clothes? You know, those clothes, I had my short pants, and I plan on not wearing them. That was the last day I'm going to wear them. I showered. I'm not putting on dirty clothes after I showered. So they're going into the washer. So I just threw them on the ground. And on the carpet. And then I woke up this morning. There's a dryer sheet on them. I have no idea how it got there. Yesterday, I started to distribute some packets with, they're in manila letter envelopes, the large, extremely large. They hold an entire sheet of paper unfolded, and they have a clasp, a metal brass, two prongs that you bend over, and you can also wet the adhesive liquid or whatever. Sometimes it doesn't taste too well. Better to use a sponge, I guess. But I have these envelopes, this method of just two spots with my tongue so I don't have to lick too much of that stuff. Not good. Not good to lick too much of that stuff. So anyway, I asked the all-powerful All. See, I'm an atheist, but there is such a thing as everything. See, I think that there is what's it called in philosophy, where realism. Quantum mechanics has some people thinking that realism has failed. There's not any locality. And it's reality is all subjective. There is no objective truth. And then, like Einstein, various other people have been trying to find ways to explain the phenomena of quantum mechanics in a way that there's still reality prior to us. So it's like there really is an absolute truth, and it's before we are. We do not determine what it is, nor can we ever determine what it is, because it's real and it's the foundation of what we are. So the other way around, anything goes. And we're in a big fight over who's the all-powerful. So that's why this is important, because of, like I started off explaining, these particular religions that claim they're going to rule the whole world. Well, that's never going to be resolved. So we need a way to resolve this. That's what the Way of Fairness is about. So, like I was saying, I was distributing these envelopes with the membership card, the bumper sticker, a little note explaining the philosophy a little bit, and I remembered a dream I'd had 30 years ago where this invention that I'm going to have is going to solve my financial trouble. And it's in one of these envelopes. The information on how to do it is in the envelope, and it was given to me by the higher powers in the dream. And I'm looking at this stack of, I don't know, 10 to 20 packets, envelopes that I have assembled ready to give to people to promote the Way of Fairness. And I asked the all-powerful All. See, I'm an atheist. I don't think it had a mind in the first place. But it does now because of evolution. So there are other beings in the universe, I think, extremely advanced, that can do the strange kind of magic. That's who's doing it. This is my opinion on what's going on. So See, all this ties together. And I was in a mental fight against the opposition in distributing these information envelopes. I asked that I would distribute them to the people that need to have them. So, you know, like they can intervene, the ETs can intervene and arrange our world when they want to. I don't attribute it to a God that I don't believe in, you see. The creator, in my opinion, had no mind in the first place. But I might be wrong. Anyway, I don't know. There must have been like 8 of them that I can't account for. I had them with me, and they were under my arm, and I didn't go anywhere. And I gave one to a trucker and talked to a man that doesn't speak English too well and explained to him how I would like to be able to have this translated, and that I am getting a lot of people from other nations making comments on my website, and I don't know how much of it he understood now that I think about it, because he didn't speak English too well. He was like Eastern European type guy. And they just disappeared. I don't know where they're at. And so I was disturbed. It's like the Gospel of Thomas says, that when you understand the ideas that this teacher, the Gnostic Christ, I guess I could call him, that you will become disturbed, and then you will become amazed, and then you will rule over all. Well, the only way you rule over all is to surrender to the all-powerful law. And so it's kind of like a little bit of an hyperbolic statement that's misleading, but there is a truth to it, and I just told you the truth to it. So when you have the powers that be on your team and they can intervene in the world, they can make shit happen, like right now, and they do oftentimes, and other people suffer from the shit that they make happen. Did you catch my drift? I hope not. So, does that make sense? I hope it doesn't make sense. Too much sense, right? It stinks, in other words. More shit humor here on a Sunday morning. Because I'm dealing with a bunch of shit that is absolutely ridiculous. It's false. So, typically they call falsehood bullshit. Or that means, come help me, Mr. Devil. This is bullshit. So the devil makes the lie win and the truth lose. That's the battle. So what I'm doing is, I got up this morning, I'm frustrated because there's this threat that they're going to kick somebody out, and several people talked about it. One woman was on the phone and she was disturbed. I overheard her talking, and they're like, she's saying, he's coming to kick him out. They don't want him here. And the same thing happened to me in another small city nearby at a coffee shop. I had one of the business cards, and I had given one to the waitress. And I explained, I'm trying to create fairness for everyone. And it says on the business card that these false gods are going to lose. Well, they're fighting against me. So, when the waitress picked up, or the, not the waitress, but the woman working in the coffee shop. She picked it up like, what's this? Because somehow it was on the floor in front of her. Perhaps that was strange kind of magic. You know what I mean? So the person that had it set it somewhere, something unseen relocated it on the floor right in front of her steps so that she would see it and pick it up. Just like I saw the dryer sheet on my short pants and I picked it up and threw it in the garbage. Now, when she picked up the business card, this false god spoke through her. We don't want him here. Get him out of here. And see, I have a history of fighting against the false god and being kicked out of places because people are under control of false gods that want to rule the earth with Christianity, with Islam, with Zionism, etc. So, these pamphlets are just, they vanished. And so I rethought it in a way that I turned it into a positive, the negative of somebody sabotaging me, slowing me down. They've stolen a bunch of my product. And instead of thinking that way, I'm thinking, no. Behind all of that, there's this benevolent power that actually has control that's distributing them, and they're like appearing in people's cars as they're driving. Who put that on my seat next to me? Oh, that is weird. I don't know where that came from. Magic, strange magic. So that's the way I'm looking at it. So I woke up, I'm really disturbed because the false gods are trying to defeat me, and it's very disturbing. They try to convince you that some evil witch won or something. And actually, yesterday at a different coffee shop, see, I like trying to socialize and be around people while I'm saying, take a look at my idea here, the way of fairness. And the waitress there shared with us that she's Wiccan. And I thought she said Wiccan. I said, well, you're not as Wiccan as I am, you know, joking around. She said, no, I said Wiccan. And I said, good, because that's what this is about. And I gave her one. She says, I like this idea. I said, there are scriptures in the Bible that are very wrong toward people that are not surrendered to Jesus, back to the one knee thing, Zionism thing. See, they can't even get straight. Are they going to surrender to Jesus or to Yahweh? So the Christians are fighting the Jews. This is absurd. So it's like nobody can do anything about this. It's so entrenched, there's no way to stop it. That mentality. Pessimism. Somebody needs to stop it. And so I thought, well, it might as well be me. So that's why I'm doing the way of fairness. Have a great day.